Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with George Troy, author of The 5 Laws of Retail, How the Most Successful Businesses Have Mastered Them and How You Should Too. Sounds good to me. And Mr. Troy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today on this topic. So for starters, if you would, tell us, why did you actually write this book?
Yeah, there were two things principally, but you know, first I ought to say that it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It was published by Post Hill Press and distributed by Simon & Schuster, and people can buy it from Simon & Schuster directly too. But I think there are two things. One is that I honestly believe and know that these things will help people. They'll help them be more successful and more happy in their job, and it's easy to understand. The second thing is that whatever you work in, whatever kind of business, and I spent my life working in retail, there are just tons of stories, things that happen with people. You know, some of them are funny, some of them are sad, some of them are poignant, but there's just a lot of stories. And Eric, you know, I just wanted to tell those stories. And I kind of put them into the mode of these 5 laws of retail to illustrate the laws. I should say also, I did not create these laws. I didn't make them up. I discovered them. And when I did my research through history, going back to, well, ancient times and other times, I found that the laws were equally applicable throughout history. So they're kind of universal. So that's pretty much the reason. I wanted to tell the stories, and I do believe and I know that they will help people.
And I'm sure it would and is helping people. Good stuff there. You know, one would think on the outside that retail stores, brick and mortar, are in decline. So why would you think that this book would be relevant? Give us some details there.
Oh, you know, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. And there's a couple of reasons for that, too. And you are absolutely right. Bricks and mortar stores have been on the decline for, oh, God, a few years now, 3 or 4 years. A couple of years ago, columnists and writers and business analysts were talking about the retail apocalypse, the end of retail. Well, that didn't happen. What did happen was, and what's still ongoing, is an adjustment and a realignment amongst different channels. So retail companies were figuring out how much of their business should be physical stores, how much of their business should be e-commerce, and many businesses still do catalogs. My God, my wife gets a ton of them in the mail every day. I toss them out if I get to the mail first. But anyway, it's important to know that these 5 laws of retail, as they were applicable throughout history to different businesses, they're also equally applicable to online businesses, retail, catalogs, or physical stores. So that's this. For example, the second law of retail is turn is magic. Well, your inventory turn, whatever it is, shoes, blouses, automobiles, that is still magic. It turns inventory into cash and then more inventory. So that's the same. That's the same principle no matter what kind of a business you're in. So it's all about setting the price right and the rest of the 5 laws. If that helps.
And that certainly is most helpful. Thanks for that. Now, you've been doing this a while. Who else would you think needs this book or could use this information the most?
Well, it's primarily targeted towards retailers, online, bricks and mortar retailers. But they're applicable to services and other kinds of businesses. And I'm not being off base here when I say that businesses like religion and politicians and so forth are retailing. They're retailing their ideas. They're retailing their political philosophy. And the same laws apply there too. Now, I don't think we're going to find out more interested who are selling shoes and blouses that are selling, you know, a political party or a church. But the same principles do apply to them as well.
And certainly appreciate your input in that regard. Today we're speaking with Mr. George Troy, author of The Five Laws of Retail, How the Most Successful Businesses Have Mastered Them, and How You Should Too, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, business books are usually dull. Is this any different than the usual dull books that we do read in the business realm?
Well, I hope so. I'm right now, I'm in my office right now, and I'm looking at a shelf full of business books. And Eric, I got to tell you the truth. I have never read one of them all the way through. And that's for a lot of reasons. One, they are dull. And I think many times business people, especially retailers maybe, try to make them make the business more complicated than it needs to be. So I've also noted through my long time in retailing that retailers, and I'm not being too facetious here, have ED. Their attention span is about the same as a gnat. So my book is pretty concise. There are five laws. They're easy to understand. And I have pictures. I have drawings. I have exercises at the end of each chapter. So it's entertaining. The stories and the images I hope will be entertaining. And this might be a good time to actually say what the five laws of retail are. They are. The first law is people first. Always keep in mind what, not only your customers and your associates, but the fact that you are creating a community. And that should be one of the lenses through which everything you decide you do. So people first is the first law. The second law is turn is magic. And I mentioned that just a moment ago, that you take your inventory and turn it into cash. And for every kind of business, the turn is different, and it's important to know what it is for your business. If you're selling shoes, the turn is typically four times a year, and if you turn too fast, you're losing sales. If you turn too slow, your inventory is getting older. Persian carpets turn very, very slowly. I don't know what it is, but it's slow. One of the fastest turns in any kind of retailing is in groceries. So bananas turn once or twice a day sometimes. The third law of retail is the power of product. Nothing can substitute for that. And I use a couple of great examples. The Edsel in the 1950s was a car that Ford came out with, and they put a ton of money behind marketing it and selling it, and it was a flop. It was just a lousy damn car. The fourth law is that price is more important than cost, that it doesn't matter what you paid for a thing. What it matters is what somebody else is going to pay you for it. So you might think your house is worth $1 million, but if nobody's going to pay $1 million for it, then it's worth less than that. It's worth $800,000 or whatever it is. And the last law, the fifth law of retail, is to protect your downside. Eric, it's a sad truth that not everything works out. So before you take a gamble, before you take a chance, before you take a risk, you got to have some kind of plan in mind about what happens if it doesn't work. How do you get out of it? How do you save your skin? How do you save your money? And how do you, reduce your inventory or whatever the means are that you think of to get out of your inventory? So those are the five laws of retail. People first, turn is magic, the power of product, retail price, not cost, and protect your downside.
I like that, and good stuff there, and glad you shared those five laws with us. That should whet the appetite to pick up this book ASAP. I'd be curious, as we conclude today, any other books on the way, anything else that we should be aware of that are in the works looking ahead?
I'm glad you asked that, because I'm excited about the next project too, and it's going to be about values, business values for the 21st century. There's been a subtle shift from the 20th century and the 19th century. And I have a lot of research to do on this, but it used to be, frankly, that for much of the 20th century, to be successful in retailing or successful in a lot of businesses, you had to be kind of a jerk. You were supposed to be tough, management by objective, and targets, and some of those things are still important. But, business people, particularly retailers, were thought to be, hard as nails and hard-hearted and only straight by the numbers. Well, Eric, the millennials don't put up with that anymore. And, whether it's that generation or whatever, have kind of changed kind of change the environment in business. The things that are important now, and these are the things that make a business or any other kind of enterprise successful, are one, community, two, authenticity, and three, honesty. And I don't mean honestly like, you know, not taking money out of the till. I mean honestly facing the facts. So there are lots of examples about this shift, but those are the things that are important now. Not being tough, hard-hearted, and only delivering the numbers, but people want a community where they work and where they shop and where they interact. People want business people to be successful have to have honesty. If it's not doing well, you have to admit to yourself it's not doing well. And the other part about authenticity, that's a really interesting one, and it's going to be fun to research and write about because you can't always explain what it is, but you know what it is when you see it. There's a great company I did some consulting with recently called Ariat. They are they make riding boots for people who ride horses, both Western and English, and they're very dominant in that little market. Well, they are very authentic in that sector, that business. Ralph Lauren, which is hugely, you know, popular and successful, is kind of, they came at authenticity around the other side. So just as an example. So authenticity is important, honesty and community. Those are what people are looking for in their jobs and in their workplace now. So I hope that's helpful. And I hope your listeners will enjoy the 5 Laws of Retail. And it's available wherever books are available.
And I'd say that's pretty awesome and certainly appreciate your joining us here today and making us aware of these great resources, one that is now available and one that is available in the future. And I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on yourself, and I'm sure your books are probably linked, or any future books would be linked to that particular website. Where can listeners connect with you?
Yes, www.georgetroy.com. And I really want to hear people's feedback and their thoughts on it, too.
For certain, and that always is a plus. Well, Mr. Troy, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Thank you. Same to you.
And much appreciated. We've been speaking with Mr. George Troy, author of The 5 Laws of Retail, How the Most Successful Businesses Have Mastered Them, and how you should, too. And for more information, simply visit georgetroy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.